In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, and my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold, and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Psalm 91 has long been the bedtime prayer of the church. We know that we dwell in the place of the Most High and under His shadow, which is like a mother hen covering us with His feathers, with her wings, and that He makes it so that we don't have to be afraid of the terrors by night or any pestilences in darkness. Rather, we know that He gives His angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. It's a comforting message, but it's hard to ignore in the whole psalm that there is very much evil around us. There are many things to be protected from. There's those who attack even by day. There are arrows flying all over the place. And there is that lion that prowls around roaring and seeking someone to devour. The devil, our tempter, our accuser. He's after us. That's why we have to pray this psalm. The gospel lesson for today, the first Sunday of Lent, is Jesus facing that same accuser. The devil came and tempted Jesus in the desert after his 40 days of fasting. And the devil comes with three particular temptations that are listed for us, all of them trying to get Jesus to be shaken from his faith in his Father as a trustworthy promiser, and to get him to stop obeying his will and to follow another will. It's the same temptation that finally Jesus was praying to be spared from in the garden when he said, "Take this cup from me, and yet not my will, but your will be done." The Lord faced these temptations and turned the devil away each time. And he did it using the word of God. It is written. It is written. It is written. Jesus is an example for us. When we face temptations, we too should run to the scriptures for our answer, for our defense against the devil's lies. If it is a temptation to sin, to run to the scriptures and see from God's law what pleases him, what is good, what is right, and that even the devil's trickery can't overturn that word. If it is the devil's own accusation, using the law against us to tell us in our conscience that we can have no peace with God, then we must look to the gospel. Then we must look to all of the places where the Lord in his promises says that we have peace. We have peace by the blood of Jesus Christ, the one who the devil's temptations could not conquer, the one who went on to the cross to to shed his blood as our atonement, to save us, so that we might have a refuge and a fortress, a God in whom we may trust, and so that the devil could be trampled underfoot. The devil actually quoted this psalm against Jesus, trying to get him to jump off the top of that pinnacle and saying that the Lord would give his angels charge over him to keep him, to bear him up in his hands and to prevent him from dashing his foot against a stone. But Jesus knew how to use this psalm rightly, not to test God, but to trust in God. And look at what the next verse says, that we will trample upon the lion and the adder, and that dragon we will trample under our feet. This psalm proclaims not Jesus' downfall, but the devil's. And in fact, that is the only way we can really understand this psalm, is if we understand it in the mouth of Jesus. For it doesn't make a whole lot of sense when suddenly he says, "You have made the Lord, which is my refuge, the Most High your habitation." But if Christ the Lord is praying this and is in fact speaking words of blessing to us in this psalm, then it makes perfect sense. The Lord is protecting us. We will look around and see all of these things falling everywhere, but not touching us, because we have made the Lord, who is Christ's own refuge, the Most High, our habitation. And if he is our dwelling, then no evil can befall us, and he does give us the care of his holy angels. And the words of Jesus, then, are for us too, that we will trample the devil underfoot. By repentance, all of his temptations will come to nothing. By our good works, cleansed through faith in the blood of Christ, by which they are pleasing to him despite their sin, the devil will not have his way in this world. And then the Lord says this to us, "I will deliver you. I will set you on high because you have known my name." And so it is that we call upon him and he answers us, because he is with us in trouble. And he says, "I will deliver you and honor you and satisfy you with long life, because I will show you my salvation. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."